motherfucker. Kick out the chairs, motherfucker. We are all custom made and laugh like yo, one less reason to be hanged. We are all much better paid when divorced. New fresh spots in the center of hips town. The last right worker paying the price. Stop it from being alright. Alright, y'all vicious in a car, in a doorway. Right you are, right you are. So kick out the chairs, motherfuckers. Kick out the chairs, motherfuckers. We are all custom made and life-like. Kick out the chairs, motherfuckers. Kick out the chairs, motherfuckers. We are all custom made.
From their 2004 album Aperitivo, that was Munich duo Monk with Kick Out the Chairs featuring James Murphy from LCD Sound System on vocals. With some luck, that has given you some indication of where we're going with Cassettes and Chocolate Milk number 41. We're thinking funk and soul from a multitude of decades. So without further ado, this is Melbourne girl Clary Brown and the Bangin' Rackettes with a highlight from their debut LP, Baby Caught the Bus. This is Love Letter.
Who I yell love letter.
I'm gonna write what I want you to do to me in a letter.
I yell
I got to stick a black enough for you. I got to stick
What could only be described as a staple of the Philadelphia International sound that was Am I Black Enough For You, the 1970 hit from Billy Paul. The song is fascinating in as much as it is provocative. It questioned the social qualification of blackness, alienating both mainstream audiences and the fierce followers of Black Power. Am I Black Enough For You would also become the name of the 2009 Swedish documentary detailing the story of Billy Paul and the Philly sound. Now for a brief relapse into the so-called neo-soul movement of 2004, this is John Legend with the brilliant single Used to Love You. Produced by Kanye West, the song describes a man repelled by his lady's unbridled excess. And the reason it's so brilliant is that we know exactly the kind of excess Legend is talking about. It all seems to be summed up in the very clever line, maybe baby, Puffy or Jay-Z could all do better for you because all I can do is love you.
Holla, holla, holla. Maybe it's me, maybe I bore you. No, no, it's my fault, cause I can't afford you. Maybe, baby, Puffy, Jay-Z would all be better for you.
Sometimes I shave my legs and sometimes I don't. Sometimes
Sometimes I comb my hair and sometimes I won't. Depending on how the wind blows, I might even hang my toes. It really just depends on whatever feels good in my soul.
Video, the uplifting and may I say incredibly self-assured single from India Ari's 2001 debut, Acoustic Soul. Both debut single and album achieved notable acclaim, being nominated for 4 Grammys, that being Record of the Year, Song of the Year, Best Female R&B Vocal Performance and Best R&B Song. That's all well and good for the early noughties, but we're moving smack bam into the mid-80s for another reinterpretation of that funk and soul sound. Colonel Abrams' 1985 single Trapped topped the US charts and sold an incredible 5 million copies worldwide. For me, the song is ever so reminiscent of the shimmering glamour and decadence of the American TV dance show Solid Gold, and I can't help but want to dance to it in a solid gold leotard.
We'll be right back. better listen what you say, or listen what your folks say. It's a tough decision to make. I don't really wanna lose you, but I don't want your folks to turn me over to the hands of the law. I guess they think that I'm not good enough for you. I can tell the way they act in their attitudes. As the tears roll from my eyes, I feel a hurt inside. As I reach out to you, said I'm so confused. Oh, oh, I'm trapped like a fool. I'm in a cage, I can't get out. See, I'm trapped. Can't you see I'm so confused? I can't get out. See, I'm trapped like a fool. I'm in a cage, I can't get out. See, I'm trapped. Can't you see I'm so confused? I can't get out. One another, why should we let this go further? Can't you see it's gonna pull us apart? If you think I can't afford to support you if you want to, ever think about ever selling down? I guess they think that I'm not good enough for you. I can tell the way they act in their attitude. As the tears roll from my eyes, I feel a hurt inside. As I reach out to you, say I'm so confused. Oh, oh, I'm trapped like a fool. I'm in a cage, I can't get out. You see, I'm trapped. Can't you see I'm so confused? I can't get out. You see, I'm trapped like a fool. I'm in a cage, I can't get out. You see, I'm trapped. Can't you see I'm so confused? I can't get out.
I'm trapped, and I don't know what to do. I'm like the man in a cage. want nothing to be wrong with part-time lover. If she's with me, I'll blink the light to let you know tonight's the night for me and you, my part-time lover.
Stevie Wonder's Part-Time Lover, a song that made it to the very top of every American chart in November 1985. Up until recently, Part-Time Lover only left a musical impression upon me, but now I appreciate its lyricism describing the courtship of secret lovers, not to mention the tantalizing twist in the last verse. With that, I'll very nearly leave this CNCM podcast with you. Thank you ever so much for listening. This is the original 1956 version of Why Do Fools Fall in Love by Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers. The song would become the group's most enduring single, but its conception is rather complicated. And here's the story, if you'll just bear with me for a moment. So basically, the song's second tenor, Jimmy Merchant, allegedly wrote the first version of Why Do Fools Fall in Love based on love letters belonging to a tenant in the bassist's apartment building. The song was meant to have been written for the group's first tenor, Herman Santiago, to sing. Herman changed the song again, but then the record company decided that it would be the soprano of the group, Frankie Lyman, who would be more appropriate to sing lead. In doing so, Frankie redeveloped much of the melody again to suit his own style, thus complicating the whole story of who actually wrote Why Do Fools Fall in Love. Early versions of the single credited the song's conception to Frankie Lyman, Herman Santiago, and recording producer and owner of G Records, George Goldner. Later singles completely omitted crediting Herman, and even later singles omitted George Goldner and replaced him with Morris Levy when Levy bought Golden's interest in G Records. After two lengthy court battles in the mid-1990s, it was finally decided in the United States Courts of Appeals that the song rights of Why Do Fools Fall in Love ultimately belonged to Frankie Lyman and new G Records company boss Morris Levy. Not necessarily a fair ruling, but a very interesting case nevertheless. Ooh.